James Preston retired almost 10 and a half years ago after serving three decades at the Tampa Police Department.
My son is a deputy sheriff in Manatee County. My son-in-law is a homicide detective in the city of Tampa. So law enforcement and public service is in our family. I've received my pension. I retired after 30 years from the city of Tampa. But I'm still up here fighting today to make sure that my son, my son-in-law, and all these law enforcement officers that came continue to receive the benefits that they've earned.
The House doesn't have a proposal as yet, but the Senate's already moved a couple pension reform bills forward. One automatically enrolls all new and current employees into a deferred compensation program where employees contribute 2% of their pay on top of their current retirement contribution, and employers do an exact match, and employees can opt out. The other gets rid of the traditional pension plan for new employees hired after July 1st of next year. They'd be then shifted into either the 401k-style investment plan or a new cash balance option, a hybrid of both the investment and the traditional pension plan. Current employees won't be affected, but Preston says that's a myth.
There's no way to close the Florida retirement system to any significant block of voters or workers that does not destabilize the system.
The Republican leadership say they're also looking into what they call a carve-out that exempts first responders from the change. And Preston says he's opposed to that, too.
We represent maybe 18% of the members of the 1 million members that are in FRS. If we're carved out and all those other members are no longer putting into the system, eventually that system is going to collapse. It's going to destabilize because no fresh money is coming in, and it will eventually affect us. We know if we're carved out this year, they're coming back after us a year from now or 2 years from now. So, we stand with the rest of the people in FRS.
Speaking at a press conference Thursday, Preston spoke on behalf of 20,000 law enforcement officers in his capacity as the president of the Florida Fraternal Order of Police. Lake Worth Democratic Representative Dave Kerner and Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers also joined the FOP in opposition to the bill. Evers, in fact, had joined seven other Republicans and Senate Democrats in helping to defeat last year's pension reform efforts. He says the only way he'd support this year's pension reform efforts is to give all employees a raise.
You give state employees, whether they're wearing a uniform and carrying a gun or whether they're sitting behind a desk, you give every employee a 50% pay raise, and then I think that we could take and redo the FRS, because then they would have the money that they could take and put into the investment plan.
But he says since that's unlikely, the passage of this year's reform is slim.
Yeah, the chances of passage last year are higher than it will be for this year. When it passes, it'll be snowing in Miami.
Senate President Don Gates says he already knows the votes will be close this year and he respects opponents' positions. Still following the press conference, he says the FOP's fears of what could happen in the future shouldn't affect the present.
I understand their point of view, but typically I don't support or oppose legislation because of some hypothetical fear that somebody down some road might do something undefined to me.
As for House Speaker Will Weatherford, he says he believes the study looking into the feasibility of the so-called carve-out should be coming soon, as well as the House's own proposal. According to both Gates's and Weatherford's offices, the study should be completed in 3 to 4 weeks. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Florida Police Benevolent Association, which represents about 24,000 law enforcement officers, says they're still not taking a position on the pension reform proposals until they see the results of the study. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.